Flapjack?
What about something like that that you would make, like pancakes? You would make the batter up, you know, but you would use cornmeal instead. You cook three or four of them at a time. What would you call those? About the size of a pancake, except made out of cornmeal.
Corn cake. I don't know. My bad on that one.
Okay, that's what I would call a fritter.
A fritter, corn fritter.
To go. Mm-hmm. Corn fritter. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. What about how many how much flour would you say comes in a big sack? Just very rough estimate. A sack about that size.
25 pounds.
Okay. What do you call the stuff that you use when you're making bread in order to make it rise?
Yeast.
Put yeast in it, okay. What would you say the two parts of an egg are?
The yolk and the albumen.
Okay. The color of the yolk is what?
Yellow.
And the other is?
White.
Okay. What about different ways of cooking eggs that you're familiar with?
Boil, fry. Well, this fry includes scrambling, cooking it. Sunny side up. omelet. No, that's fine too, but. I guess that's it.
What if you broke them and let them drop into boiling water?
Well, it's called egg drop.
Egg drop. Huh? Or maybe.
There's something they call egg drop soup, though. Have you ever had it?
Or you might have something that has a place for water in it. A pan of water, and you let the water boil, and then there's kind of a frame you can put over that with these little cups, and you mm-hmm. break the egg into the cup, and the water boils, and it, you know, congeals the egg.
What kind of egg? Is that a poached egg? Mm-hmm. Poached egg.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
So we don't eat that, so we don't know.
I haven't had that in a long time either. Mm-hmm. What about what do you call this salt cured or sugar cured meat that you might boil with greens?
Hammock.
Ham hunt, okay. Is there any distinction as to how much lean is on it or how much fat? You'd still call it a...
Call it ham hunt.
Have you ever heard of just salt pork or something mm-hmm. like that?
Yeah, I've heard of salt
pork. Sow belly?
Yeah, sow belly.
Fat meat?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Strictly lean.
Okay. What about when you cut the side of a hog, what do you call that, the whole piece of meat?
Slab.
Just a slab? Mm-hmm. Okay. What about the kind of meat that you slice thin, you eat it with eggs for breakfast?
Bacon.
Okay, what do you call the edge of it that you cut off before you eat it, the real tough part, it's hard to chew?
Wait a minute. The part you cut off on bacon?
Mm-hmm.
We don't cut anything off on bacon, do we?
Well, this might be before you get it packaged. If you
have oh, you're talking about, bacon. Okay. So that would be that's part of the skin, so that would be the rind, I guess, or something.
Okay. Okay. What about this highly seasoned meat that a lot of people like to eat at breakfast? Might come in links or patties?
Sausage. Mm-hmm.
And what would you call a person who sells meat exclusively?
Butcher.
Okay. If meat's been kept too long, you'd say the meat's done what?
Spoiled.
Okay. What can after you butcher a hog, what can you make with the meat from its head?
Probably sausages again. They make sausages. They also make something called, sauce meat or something?
Sauce
meat.
Have you ever heard that
hog
called?
Head cheese.
Yeah.
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 I've heard it called.
Hog head cheese. Mm-hmm.
That's a new one on you?
Mm-hmm. I don't know anything about the hog, really, that much. Pickled pig feet and pickled pig ears and things like that.
That's what, as a kid, that's what I used to say. Mm-hmm. Hog head cheese.